Exclusive: Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis. Greece's geopolitical position can help expand Abraham Accords. Foster economic relationship with USA. By Matthew Boyle on April 10, 2025. Athens, Greece. Greece's Prime Kyriakos Mitsotakis told Breitbart News exclusively this week in an interview at his office here in Maximus Mansion his nation is prepared to help President Donald Trump as he seeks to expand the Abraham Accords and with other major economic development deals. We are considered credible interlocutors with all the countries in the region. We have a traditionally good relationship with the Palestinian Authority. We have strong relations with all the important players: Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, Egypt. So if at any point we can play a helpful role in promoting peace and stability in our region, we would be very happy to do that, Mitsotakis told Breitbart News when asked if Greece would help Trump as he seeks to expand the Abraham Accords. The Abraham Accords remain a major triumph of Trump's first term, a landmark accomplishment where the U.S. president was able to break through decades of stalemate in the Middle East and get several Arab nations to open economic relations with Israel. The big one still on the table, of course, is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which seemed all but certain to join the Abraham Accords before the 2020 U.S. presidential election. But then when Democrat Joe Biden came to the White House, his sour relationship with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman poisoned the well. Later, the Hamas terrorist attack on October 7, 2023, further destabilized the region, and the war in Gaza that Trump seeks to end once and for all has hampered further development here. But if the war in Gaza comes to an end, it appears likely that the U.S. could help unlock a broader expansion of the Abraham Accords that includes Saudi Arabia. Greece, being the continental European nation closest geographically to the Middle East, gives the county unique insight into the Mediterranean region. Something Mitsotakis said goes beyond just peace and economic deals but also includes energy and defense discussions as well. There are many reasons, he said when asked about Greece's geopolitical positioning and its importance. Greece's geographical location and strategic positioning in southeastern Europe and the eastern Mediterranean, which is critical for regional and global stability, at the crossroads of three continents. We have a very important strategic partnership with the U.S. We have a base in Ceuta, and then we have Alexandroupolis, which is not only about military mobility, but also about energy supply. It is a port particularly important. We also have a strategic partnership with Israel. Israel is also interested in investing in Greece. We are looking at the defense ecosystem and how we could forge partnerships with them. Mitsotakis noted while Greece is currently a net importer of gas, major companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron are beginning offshore exploration seeking natural resources off the coast of the island of Crete. He also noted that Greece's rich tradition of shipping is critical for the world on energy, as Greek shipping companies currently handle a quarter of the world's liquefied natural gas, LNG, shipping. Related: President Trump, other countries took advantage of us and we finally fought back. We have very strong ties with the Middle Eastern countries. We have strong ties and strategic alliances with Israel, India, and Saudi Arabia, Mitsotakis told Breitbart News. Our role is very important when it comes on energy, on renewables, but also when it comes to important major players like Exxon and Chevron. This is something I really want to stress. We are net importers of gas and I see no reason why we should not also look in the medium term for our own gas, but also when it comes to transporting gas and LNG. We control a quarter of the world's LNG fleet, so we play an important role in the energy supply. All these make Greece an important country punching above our weight in this part of the world. The overarching geopolitical vision, of course, is the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or EMEIC. That corridor represents a U.S. and India-led push to create a trade route from the Far East in India through the Middle East. Places like Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Israel, into Europe then on to the United States. Mitsotakis told Breitbart News that Greece, at the center of this deal that Trump has spoken highly about and signed the U.S. onto during Indian leader Narendra Modi's visit to the White House earlier this year, is the gate or entry point into Europe for the EMEIC route. EMEIC essentially served as a Western-led counter to the Chinese Communist Party's Belt and Road Initiative and helps link the East with the West. If you look at the map, Greece is the first entry point, Mitsotakis said. It is the gate for India in the EU, into Europe. We have some big Indian investments in Greece and significant interest for investments in infrastructure. In pharma, agri, we have complementarity into our shipping industries. We will soon start direct flights between Delhi and Athens. We are the closest capital in Europe and India is a big market for our exports. And of course the cooperation we have on defense. Greece is the closest European continental country to the Middle East, which makes us an entry point for transportation, and we are a country that attracts investments on our ports. Logistics centers, certainly for Southeastern Europe, we are the natural entry point to that part of Europe. This presents a tremendous geopolitical and economic opportunity. IMEC is a long-term project. It is a geopolitical and economic concept that ties together countries that have common interests and share similar worldview. Mitsotakis, who said in a previously published part of this interview that he believes the European Union is ready to make a win-win deal on trade with the US, has dominated international headlines since that first piece was published. President Trump himself weighed in on Wednesday at the White House, telling reporters he agrees with Mitsotakis that a deal can be done. Trump also praised Mitsotakis as a good man and saying he thinks fair deals are possible everywhere for the US on trade. First of all, I know him, he's a good man, and I appreciate his comments, the president said, responding to the first piece of this interview. Yeah, a deal could be made with every one of them. A deal is going to be made with China. A deal is going to be made with every one of them, and they'll be fair deals. I just want fair. They will be fair deals for everybody, but they weren't fair to the United States. After this happened, the European Union leader Ursula von der Leyen echoed Mitsotakis in her own statement on the president's decision to pause his Liberation Day tariffs for everyone except China. She said in a statement that the European Union remains committed to constructive negotiations with the United States, with a goal of achieving frictionless and mutually beneficial trade.